Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the history of salvation, what distinguishes the Gentiles from Israel, the people of God, is that the Gentiles don't know the true God and don't know his law. Hence, they cannot live their lives according to the will of God. Whereas Israel does. To Israel, the true God reveals himself, he reveals his law, and Israel can live its life in conformity with the will of God. Simeon in the gospel today calls Jesus a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So Jesus is that light, which to the Gentiles is a revelation. It allows them who don't know God to know him. Jesus is the fullness of the knowledge we have about God. He reveals to us who God is and how he wants us to live our lives. He allows the Gentiles to enter onto the path of salvation. And for Israel, for the chosen people who are already on the path of salvation, he is glory because he reveals the fullness. Everything that from eternity was planned to be revealed is revealed in our Lord. The fullness of knowledge, the fullness of the law, the fullness of love. Jesus is also the glory of the people, Israel, because he allows us to persevere on that path of salvation to the very end until we see God face to face for all eternity. And that's what the candles today symbolize. Jesus, the light. Revelation for those who don't yet know him. Glory for those who have already entered the path of salvation. Now, all of us in life have moments of revelation and moments of glory. That's what the spiritual life is. That's what it's like. That's the dynamic of the spiritual life. There's moments when God reveals something to us about himself, who he is, and what we are to believe about him. There's moments when he reveals to us how he wants us to live our life, and he challenges us to conform our lives more and more to his will. And if we respond to those challenges, to those revelations, then follows the glory. The glory of knowing God more, loving him more, the glory of being his children and living up to that name, the glory of anticipating here on earth already the life of heaven. Moments of revelation and moments of glory. Again, these are the dynamic of the spiritual life. When God reveals himself to us, if we respond, then follows that glory. And we must thank God for both, as Simeon did. The revelation that challenges us and the glory that follows. And we must ask Our Lady to lead us along this path. We must let ourselves be led by her, as St. Maximilian would say, from revelation, sometimes challenging, but from revelation to glory. But then from glory to more revelation, because that's always the way God leads us. He reveals himself to us more and more through our Lord. He shows us his will more and more. He helps us to conform ourselves to him more and more to grow in holiness. So from revelation to glory, but then to more revelation and to more glory. Let's ask Our Lady to lead us this way. Let's let ourselves be led by her this way so that for us too, the Lord can be a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Praised be Jesus and Mary.